Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store discussing further plans for raising money. Listen.
What's that you're going to be now? Come over that again, Lum.
Huming fly.
Huming fly?
Yes, sir.
What in the world is that?
That's a feller that climbs up the side of a big building.
You mean a robber?
No, not a robber.
Now, Lum, if you're aiming on raising that $300 by robbing somebody, you better watch your step. Your robber gets caught, they'll throw you right smack dab into the penitentiary.
I told you, a human fly ain't no robber. He climbs this building in front of a big crowd of folks and gets paid for doing it.
Paid?
That's how I'm aiming on raising the $300.
Well, who's willing to pay $300 for something like that?
Well, it's general whatever store or outfit that owns the building he climbs up. See, they figure it's good advertisement for him. Gets that big crowd of people around there and gets their name in the paper and gives them a lot of free publicity that away.
And that's what you're going to do, huh? Climb up a building?
Well, I've been studying about it. Ain't final decided.
Oh.
I got to raise that money, I know that. And seems about as easy a way as I can think of. Leastways, it looked easy the time I seen that huming fly in Little Rock. He went right up a 10-story building just slick as you please.
Huh. Climb right up it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what'd he do after he got up there?
Well, he climbed back down again.
Don't hardly seem worthwhile going up there, does it? He could have saved himself all that trouble and just stayed down on the ground.
Yeah, but he done it to get the money. That was the whole idea. He had to get clean up to the top of the building before they pay him.
Well, Lum, there ought to be an easier way to get up on top of them buildings than that. Why didn't he just go inside and take the elevator?
Well, he couldn't do that.
Elevator's broke, huh?
No.
But why didn't he go up the stairs, Lum?
Abner, the whole idea was watching him climb up the outside. A crowd ain't going to gather around just to watch a man ride up 10 stories on an elevator.
Well, they would if he was a huming fly. I know I'd gather around to see one of them things. What do they look like, Lum? Have they got regular wings on them?
No, I told you, it's just an ordinary huming man. That's just the name they call them because they're able to go right up the side of a building like it was a fly.
Oh, and he went up 10 stories, huh?
Yeah, I think that's how tall the building was. Been so long ago, I just recollect.
Douglas looks to me like he's taking an awful chance of getting hurt doing that.
Well, of course he was.
Why didn't he pick out some little building, one with just a couple of stories on it?
Well, the whole idea is the chance he takes. The higher the building, the more money he gets, I think.
Oh.
Fact is, that's the way they might pay him, so much a story. If that's the case, I'm going to look for a skyscraper to climb.
Skyscrapers?
Yeah, as long as I'm doing it, I might as well make all the money I can out of it. Wonder if anybody's ever climbed the Empire State Building.
I don't know. This is the first I ever heard of one of them fellers. I don't know nothing about them at all.
Now look that up in the almanac.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You ain't going to find no skyscrapers around Pine Ridge, Lum.
Granny's, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. The Lodge Hall's the highest building on Main Street, and that ain't got but 2 stories to it.
Yeah, well, Sister Simpson's boarding house is 3 stories high, if you include them rooms in the attic she rents out.
Oh, yeah. But, Lum, Sister Simpson won't pay you no $300 to climb her house. I can tell you that right now.
No, I'm sure she won't neither.
No, she'll never do it.
She's the stingiest woman I ever seen in my life.
Well, Lum, that wouldn't help her none. She'd pay you $300 so you go up the side of her house.
Well, it'd be good advertising for her boarding house.
Well, if 300 people come in there, she charges $1 a day, she wouldn't have rooms for them anyway.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, of course not. She'd never get her money back. She might pay you around $2 to do it.
climb that building for $2?
Well, Lama, she ain't got but two vacant rooms over there. Ain't got that time a school teacher gets here.
Let her keep her old money. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I'll have to go to Little Rock to do it.
Little Rock?
I might enjoy the trip anyway.
Which trip do you mean? The one over there or the one up the building? I know you ain't going to enjoy the one coming back down the building.
What I better do is write to some big stores over there and see which one of them will make me the best offer. That'll give me a little time to practice and build up a sort of an advertising campaign.
Advertising campaign?
Yeah, I got to make myself famous. Get noticed as a big human fly.
If
I don't, nobody won't want to come out and see me.
Well, is that what you're going to call yourself, a human fly?
Well, I don't know. I ain't definite decided. That name's been used before. I'd like to get something a little different.
Huh. How about the human horsefly?
Oh, no, that horse in there don't sound just right.
Humming mosquito.
A mosquito don't sound glamorous enough.
They sound loud when they're buzzing around your bed of a night, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, don't mean climb like fly. Or to get across the idea of climbing stuff.
Oh, well, let's see. How about Lom the Humming Mountain Goat?
No.
That sounds like a pretty good one to me.
I ain't gonna climb no mountains.
Well, all right. The Humming Building Goat, then. I don't care.
No, I don't believe goats draw very big crowds no way.
No, I guess you're right. Yeah, let's see now. I'll think of a good one. How about the Humming Squirrel?
Well, no, that's just not quite right, neither.
No, they're liable to pay you off in nuts, too, or somebody will shoot you out of there at the 30-30.
What else is known for their good climbing?
Well, possums, coons.
I'm grannies, I know, I've got... No, I don't believe that'd sound good neither.
What was you going to say?
Nothing. I'd rather not say it.
Well, tell me, Lom. It might sound better when you say it out loud. Now, what was it?
It's not too good.
Lom, what was it? Now, you got my cue rosty around.
Well, I started to say, Lom, the Humming Monkey.
Well, say, that's a gutter.
No, it sounds even worse when you say it out loud.
Well, everybody loves to see monkeys. They always draw a big crowd. Facts is, I believe you'd shave off your mustache.
Abner, that's out. I think I'll settle for a Humming Fly. Everybody knows what one of them is.
Still love that monkey.
Lum, the Humming Fly. That sounds best, I believe.
Yeah, I still lean towards a monkey. Or a baboon, maybe. Lum, the baboon.
No, it's all settled. I'm going over and practice climbing up the boarding house right this minute.
Right now?
Yes, sir.
Well, here, wait a minute, Lum. Ain't that a little high? Maybe you ought to start out on the jot-em-down store and work up to the boarding house.
No, I ain't got time for that. I've got to start right out with the highest building in town. I'll see you later, Abner.
Well, be careful now, Lom. Don't get hurt. Recollect, you ain't no full-fledged fly yet.
Climbing up the boarding house.
That's what he's doing, Grandpap. He's over there practicing right now, getting in training so as he can climb a big skyscrapers in Little Rock.
Oh, that Lum. Him and his ideas. He's going to break his fool neck one of these days.
I know it, but you can't tell him nothing. Once he gets a idea in that thick head of his, and you couldn't blast it out with a stick of dynamite.
Well, is he sure some store will pay him $300 for doing that?
Well, he appears to think they will. Says he's going to write to all the big stores there in Little Rock and see which one will give him the best offer. I doubt if any of them even answers letter, to be honest.
Fiddlesticks. Them Humming Flies, you know, draws big crowds. I seen one once.
Whereabouts, in Little Rock?
No, it was in Kansas City. Kansas City, Missouri. Must have been 20 years ago. I recollect I got a stiff neck standing there watching him.
Well, how'd that happen?
Well, you see, you got to stand there with your head bent clean back looking straight up in the air for a couple of hours. Takes them quite a while to climb up one of them big buildings.
Oh.
Everybody standing around me was complaining about their necks getting so stiff.
Oh, yeah. I know that you ought to had a little bottle of liniment with you. Wait just a minute here. If that Lum goes over there, I'm going with him.
You gonna climb a building, too? Oh, you're too old, Abner. You ain't agile as Lum is.
I ain't gonna climb no building. I'm gonna sell liniment.
sell liniment.
I'm going to stock up on some of that junk and get the liniment concession. Dog as I bound you, I'll make more money than old arm will.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I already get half the profits. I was the one that gave you the idea.
No, sir, the idea was mine. All you had was a stiff neck.
Well, that's the basin of the whole thing. Liniment ain't no good unless you got a stiff neck to begin with.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of them around there. Here's something else I can do. Long as everybody'll be watching Lum while he's climbing up the building, I'll just hang a big sign right on his back saying, "Get your liniment from Abner Peabody."
Jiminy, I still think I ought to get a person.
Wait a minute. Who's that driving up out there?
Where?
Out there in front. Oh, Cedric. I didn't think he could get that car of his to run no more.
Yeah, must be in a terrible rush. Looky there, running to the store there, made it in a couple of jumps.
I hope he don't bust the door down. Watch out, Cedric. Be careful.
Hey, Mr. Abner, could you come out and help me carry Mr. Lum in?
Lum? Oh, my goodness, did he fall?
No, Mom, he never fell.
So what happened, Cedric?
Well, while he was climbing up the boarding house, one of the boarders thought he was peeking in the window, and that's when she done it.
Done what?
Sister Simpson retched out and knocked him off the building with a broom.
With a broom?
Yes, Mom.
I dog, it looks like the human fly has been swatted already.
Well, Lum's lucky she didn't use DDT.